All right, everyone, it's 7 o'clock. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting in the Summit Hill District 161 School Board to order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. And can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Here.
Ms. Murphy.
Here.
Mrs. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Leonard.
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here. At this time, informations and proposals. Mrs. Raines, Freedom of Information Act?
There are no requests at this time.
Okay. Do we have any public comment?
We do not.
Okay. Letters and communications are in the back of your board book. Moving on to item four, action items. Item A, the consent agenda. At this time, can I have a motion that the board approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A, 1A, regular session meeting minutes of August 9th, 2017, 4A, 1B, special meeting minutes of August 14th, 2017, 4A2, approval of the July Treasurer's Report and Financial Report, 4A3, approval of the bills list of August 23rd, 2017, 4A4, resignation of staff, Michelle Sturgis, effective August 15th, 2017, 4A5, approval to rescind the employment offer for Mary Beth Hampton, as made on July 12, 2017, 4A6, approval of family medical leave. There is none at this time. 4A7, approval of employment of staff, including Romana Jansen, lunchroom supervisor at Frankfurt Square School, and Ashley Johnson, building tech at Hilda Walker School. And 4A8, approval of memorandum of understanding for planned time compensation for the music teacher at Arbury Hills in Frankfurt Square.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. We have no old business, so we will proceed on to new business, item C on the agenda. And we'll start with item one, the approval of purchase of copy machines. At this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the purchase of two Canon copiers at a cost of $21,333.33?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Moving on to item two under new business, the approval of the paraprofessional handbook. At this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the paraprofessional handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. Motion carries. And then finally, under new business, item three, we have approval of the custodial appendix to the non-certified handbook. So at this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the custodial appendix to the non-certified handbook as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Are there any questions or comments on this? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. At this time, that concludes new business, so we will move on to the superintendent and staff reports. Mrs. Raines.
Thank you. We'll begin with the enrollment report. We have 213 kindergarten students who've proven residency and started their first day with us today. In terms of re-registration, 2,546 re-registrations have been completed, and on the first day of school, we have 40 yet to be completed. And we also are watching three different levels in terms of reviewing our re-registration and drops. We're watching grade two at Indian Trail in terms of available seats, grade one at Arbory Hills, and we have increased our kindergartners so that we now have 10 additional or 10 more seats available before we would have to open a new section. So that completes the enrollment report at this time. Moving into the next report is on our first day of school. We have 2,975 students, EC pre-K to grade 8, in the district classrooms as of today. And what we'd like to do for a brief moment, matter of fact, it's 2 minutes long, we'd like to share the excitement for opening day.
I just moved ahead past it. It was 108.
All right. Opening day, 2017-18 school year.
I think you got better pictures of my kids than I did.
Well, a picture's worth a thousand words, as they say, and as you can see, we had a lot of smiling faces today, a lot of enthusiasm with the staff, and it was just overall a good day. We had a couple bumps, as we always do on an opening day, with a few items, but overall, it was a great day for kids. Next is the tentative 2017-18 budget presentation. What we'd like to do is just let you know that we've obtained updated information related to the budget. We've updated the preliminary budget numbers, and now the budget will be on public display for 30 days. So the hearing is on September 27th with board approval of the budget at that meeting as well. And the rest is just background information. Should you have any questions?
And just so everyone knows, the budget will be on display during that 30-day period at district office.
Yes. Yes, Ms. Murphy.
I had a question about the class size. My computer keeps going off my iPad.
Which item?
Hold on, I can't get it to scroll back.
There you go.
It's the one, like, Indian Trail, I believe. I know I probably don't have it right, but it's like 23.3 kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it 24?
25.
25?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, for the board guideline?
Mm-hmm, yes.
For grades 1 and 2, it's 25.
Okay.
For grades 3 to 8, it's 27.
27.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's weird. Mine died, too. Well.
Yeah, go to the...
Next is our curricular update.
Yeah, see nothing.
All right. We're having a few technical difficulties up here, but I think we're... Are we okay now?
I am.
Okay.
Are you okay now? I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
All right. In terms of our curricular update, I just want to highlight a couple of the initiatives for assessment and grading. Just to ensure our parents are aware, there are no changes to our 75-25 grading procedure. 75% of the students' overall grade will come from summative assessments, and 25% will come from formative assessments. We'll continue meeting with the team and with our parent advisory on assessment and grading throughout the year.
The other thing I wanted to highlight
is the curricular checklists. Both ELA and math committees are working to complete new K-8 quarterly topic checklists. There was a lot of progress made this summer by several of our committee members, and the new checklist will better represent the scope of topics taught at each grade level, and it also will add some consistency curricularly K-8. And last but not least on the curricular update, if you would refer to page, I believe it's 115 in your board book, 114 in your board book. That's our tentative plan for professional development throughout the entire school year. So we'll be tweaking that, but we wanted to share with our staff members as well as our Board of Education the structure that's in place now for our professional development for all of our staff members. Next is our summer bridge recap. The summer bridge program ran from July 31st to August 10th. 40 students attended, and included in the update in front of you is the student progress results, results of a staff survey, and results of a parent survey. We are going to explore options for extending the time and the length of this program for the next school year.
Mm-hmm. Just looking at it, it seems like we got a little bit more buy-in this year.
We did.
Does that seem...
That's attributable to Mr. Snipes. He was tenacious on the phone to ensure that our parents understood, knew when, and all of the details, and to, get the buy-in.
Right. So that was the impression I got. So that seems like an appropriate comment. Okay.
Yes.
We got more interest.
No, that's great.
More buy-in, more better results, it seemed.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay. We pushed it back to August this year.
So, and that helped as well, the timing.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
When you stop to think about a bridge program, it probably belongs in August rather than at the end of the school year when everyone's tired.
Right.
So we're going to keep going with this program. Perhaps, move it into one of the grants in terms of funding, if possible, and then move forward that way to serve the students who need the support.
Great.
Sounds good.
Special Ed ESY update. That is on page 117. 85 eligible students participated. This is our third year of extended school year program. Included in the update, just to tell you a little bit about the program, it's an opportunity for the students to work on skill deficits and to receive related services. Again, included in the update is the survey results from parents and staff members. And overall, again, it was a very successful program. Special thanks to Leslie and Kim Zilka. Finally, in the superintendent and staff report is a building operations report, which is a standing item, and to again highlight progress being made in our building operations. I believe that does complete, unless there's any questions, of the superintendent and staff report.
I would assume that Walker HVAC is good to go now?
Yes.
Okay.
The school is cooled. It's very comfortable.
Okay.
Yes.
It is.
And interesting, we approved the boiler at that special meeting on
last Monday.
Right.
The old boiler was already taken out, and the new boiler is being ready to be installed as we speak, because that company is just ready to serve us to the best of its ability and is moving that project along much quicker than anticipated. So
contractor is
good news. Do you remember the name of the contractor?
Storm.
Storm, that's right, Storm Consulting.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So, again.
A couple of props.
Great news on that front, too, so that we'll have Walker warm in the winter on the second floor in that wing.
Perfect.
Mr. Marin, that completes the superintendent and staff report. It's been a long day.
I bet.
Okay. We will have a closed session, but we'll have no action afterwards, so we will delay that until the end of the meeting. And moving on to the Lincoln Way District 843 report, they held their meeting last night. I was unable to attend the meeting, but the only actions that were taken were related to the budget, which had been reviewed and approved by all of the member districts. That was reviewed and approved by the board as far as setting the date for the budget hearing, and that will take place next week, followed by ratification of the budget by the 843 board. So they are on the same timeline that we are. Moving on then, do we have any public comments?
We do not.
All right. Future meeting dates, September 13th, 2017, September 27th, 2017, which will also include the budget hearing, and October 11th, 2017, all meetings to take place at the Mary Drew Administrative Center, and all meetings to take place at 7 p.m.
Rich, there was just one thing I wanted to interject, if we have one second.
Okay.
I just wanted to thank Mrs. Coughlin and the band and all of the band parents for coming out to Institute Day. You know, those kids got up really early to come out, and Mrs. Coughlin got them all there and in and out of the room fast. They did a great job, and even though you think they missed your speech, they enjoyed mine better. So just wanted to throw that in there.
Thank you very much. All right. So we will have a closed session again with no action items afterwards. So at this time, can I have a motion that the board go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C10 for the purpose of discussion of the placement of individual students in special education programs and other matters relating to individual students?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Mr. Faber, can we have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion passes. We are in closed session. All right. We are back in open session, and as stated, we have no action item. So at this time, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? And we are adjourned.
Thank you, Rich.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay. Bye.
Right.
Bye.